This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a little bit of a different guest. He doesn't own a public company, but they surely do invest in public companies. He is John Dukas. He is one of the co-owners of Mergers and Acquisitions, Trends Mergers and Acquisitions. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Everett.
Hey, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of what you guys do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Gotcha. Trends Mergers and Acquisitions actually has been around for 14 years. In its prior incarnation, it was called Charms Investments. My partner, Clinton Grayling, founded Charms 14 years ago. He actually came out of the finance industry, but he had seen what was going on at the time and recognized that there would be a greater and greater need for reverse mergers, which incidentally is our business model. So the concept was this, you know, his thought was that IPOs as we know them were going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And Silicon Valley was not interested in the entrepreneur with a great idea, but they were more inclined on betting on the unicorns. So that opened up a huge market for smaller type APOs, which as opposed to an IPO, an APO is an alternative public offering, which utilizes a reverse merger as the vehicle.
Okay.
So Clinton got into that business with the thought that reverse mergers were going to become more and more prevalent as opposed to being the stepchild to IPOs.
Now, on a reverse merger, are you talking about private companies putting their assets into a public company? Are we talking about small public companies putting their assets into another different public vehicle?
Well, that's a good question, but it's the former, not the latter. It's a private company that wants to be public and merges into a public company. The process involves taking the asset in the public company and backing it out and putting the private company into the PubCo, and now that being the dominant operating entity, instantly public.
I see.
Of course, I'm skipping over the fact that we've got to have audited numbers.
Absolutely.
And a lot of
right.
Accounting.
It's not a 1-2 skidoo. It's a process.
Well, yeah, it is a process, but Clinton has created a seamless methodology of doing these deals. We know what needs to be done from the accounting, know who the best accountants are, know who the best auditors are, know who the right lawyers are, because it is an arcane form of legal practice. You know, a reverse merger is a specific skill set for SEC counsel. But we know how to do it and what needs to be done.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What inspired your partnership to actually get in bed with Trends and Mergers and Acquisitions with Clinton Grayling? How did this all come about?
Well, that's a good question. My wife asks me that every day, by the way. I saw that Clinton had a huge, huge following of lawyers, accountants, promoters, you know, anybody and everybody that wanted to be public. And I saw a further need. And the way I recognize it is that most of these entrepreneurs that go public, they have not been through the go public process. They have a great idea. They have a business plan that, you know, we encourage as capitalists, and America is a capitalist country.
Absolutely.
That you can achieve your dream and that the public markets are there to fund that terrific idea. And it's almost like a bad joke, because once you're public, they say, well, you know, you're not doing, you know, $100 million, you know, so we're not going to fund you. Or, you know, well, your business plan's good, but. And then these guys are left there with, you know, $100,000 a year in Sarbanes-Oxley and filing fees and everything else. So my thought was, I have the experience. I've owned two investment banks. I ran one of the largest regionals in the country. I know what these entrepreneurs face. So – The concept from my end was, here we are taking these companies public. Let's offer them the skills so that we can help them get to the next level. We understand the problems before they happen, before these guys, you know, blow their whole wad and then realize, you know, they could have done it much more efficiently.
You know, my listeners out there, I have quite a few. Some of them probably own some mom-and-pop businesses and maybe some larger businesses. If they wanted to do a reverse merger, how would they contact you or Clinton?
Well, first thing I would do is encourage them to go to our website, trendsmergers.com. We have a pretty good template on in terms of what needs to be done. We have a mission statement that pretty much tells the, you know, the would-be public company or the entrepreneur, you know, what's necessary. And, you know, in terms of being a public company, we would sit down and we would advise them. We do everything from doing their cap tables, planning for future funding, redoing the business plan, putting a real sophisticated investor deck in place. You know, we have the connections with all the broker dealers so that when they're ready for prime time, we can march them through, you know, through the offices of any number of investment houses that would entertain them. So, you know, we like to lay out the whole scheme of things. So the answer to the question is you have to do a little bit of R&D with us. And I actually discourage a lot of people from going public. I want to make certain that these guys are going to be successful.
Absolutely. A couple questions for you real quick, John. One, it's probably a good strategy for an exit strategy of people, you know, getting up there in their age, looking to maybe exit out of their business model. And what is a sweet spot in terms of revenues that you guys are looking for?
You know, Everett, you're now, you've transcended the science into the art. Yes, it is an exit strategy. So let's stick to the facts first. An exit strategy is one in which an investor sees a light at the end of the tunnel. But it's also much more than that. As a public company, you use your stock as script to purchase. So you can buy other companies using your stock.
Absolutely.
You literally have what the Fed has, which is the Treasury Department. You have your own. So you create a valuation in your company. You use your stock as script to acquire other companies. You create a stock option program to hold on to good talent. And you create an exit strategy for would-be investors.
And what would be a sweet spot if somebody wanted to contact you and maybe wanted to do a reverse merger that's listening to this program? A million, 2 million, under a million in revenues?
Everett, again, you're hitting all the right questions, and I'm going to give you the real skinny.
I appreciate it.
Not about the revenue. It's about the business. Do you know, I took a company public some years ago. It was a biotech company. I raised $10 million for them on the private. The company went public some years later through Bear Stearns, hit almost $1 billion market cap. My wife spends more on her credit card than these people had in revenue, but they had the curriculum vitae. They had the right scientists involved. They had the right efforts that were taking place. So the answer to the question is it's almost a matter of what does the market want to buy? You know, I could find you a widget company that's doing $100 million in sales their valuation is 2x, you know, earnings.
Right.
You know, it doesn't command a multiple. And then I could show you a biotech company or some of these cannabis deals. They're amazing. Amazing. This is the last frontier for entrepreneurs. You know, we've taken 7 of them public.
Absolutely.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'm flying to Tel Aviv next week to look at a biopharma deal with some of the greatest scientists in Israel who have been doing clinical research for 20 years. You know, the market wants to buy those kinds of companies. So it's really a function of sitting down with an entrepreneur or a CEO and honing out his business plan and then ensuring that investors want to invest in it and that they make money. The whole idea is your shareholder. That's who you work for.
Exactly. My guest today is John Dukas. He is the CEO, co-CEO of Trends Mergers and Acquisitions. Let me ask you this on Trends Mergers and Acquisitions. What kind of separates you guys from the other 100 different boutique firms out there?
Well, first of all, we understand the problems better than most. Most of these guys just, they source a Pubco, they sell it, and they're on to the next one. We look at this thing from a holistic point of view. We want to understand the business plan. We want to understand the business. Most times we help them with the funding. We do the cap structure. We get into their business model. And that's what separates us. You know, even just if an entrepreneur wanted to be public, we would do more for him in structuring his cap table. My partner's a genius when it comes to that, by the way. I've never seen anybody completely manipulate a cap table for the purposes of these companies for future funding and growth as this guy does. And then we look at this thing as a business that would we want to own it. So we take a very in-depth view on this, on any deal that we do.
Well, John, let me ask you this. You know, you were a very successful investment banker for over 25 years. What kind of provoked you to get in partners with Clinton?
Like I said, I saw something there that there was a real need for. I've always operated from one premise, the need. You know, some salesmen turn around and say, well, you know, I'm going to offer you this or I'm going to offer you that. I don't look at it that way. Says, I'll solve this problem, I'll solve that. And I saw a problem out there. I saw these guys going public and then not having the go public experience to build out the model. So we started Trends Mergers Management Advisory Services specifically for that. So we take on a public company. Once we take them public, we offer them those services. And what that encompasses is we'll look at this company, we'll give them advice on acquisitions, we'll advise them on their merger structure, we'll coordinate their all of the resources necessary for them to grow. And that means, you know, getting them capital, market support, providing them the right PR and advisory, an IR advisory services. We're not an IR firm, but we know what works and what doesn't work, you know. And then there are things that you would do as the normal growth of the company through M&A activities.
Absolutely.
So we look at that and help the company get to those levels. And by doing so, we create the valuation for the company, which it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You create a strong valuation, and believe me, the funding sources out there are offering you money, and it's a complete turnaround from companies that have to go chasing that capital. So it's a build it and they will come type of concept.
John, in closing here, we're kind of running out of time. If somebody is interested, again, in turning their private company into a reverse merger going public, how do they contact you?
Well, I would suggest they go to our website, which is trendsmergers.com. We have a very, very unique service that we provide. It's called the Pubco Exchange, where we have over 160 public companies listed. So that if an individual wanted to purchase a Pubco, we would provide them with this listing. And I dare say we have everything from pink sheets to NASDAQ companies that, you know, we can represent to them. So we would work with them in getting them the right public company for their purposes. And then we'd work with them very closely with all of the process that's necessary for them to become public.
My guest today has been John Dukas. He is a co-CEO of Trends Mergers and Acquisitions. In closing, John, is there anything you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, keep the dream. Keep your eye on the end game and give us a call.
I appreciate it. Going to look forward to speaking to you probably here down the road, maybe a couple of months, and see how things are going.
Wonderful. Thank you for the time offered, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.